Oh yes, it's day eight, my friends.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Welcome to day eight of hashtag 365. My daily check-in with you guys as we talk about getting healthy over a 365-day period, really. It's not the most imaginative of names, I appreciate, but it kind of works for what I'm going for. So today, I've called this episode Food Addiction Volume 1. I think food addiction is probably going to be one of the main themes over the next year. It's something that I've struggled with for basically my whole life. And it's something that I think a lot of people don't actually realise is a genuine thing. I talked about the chocolate orange incident as I was leaving work the other day, where I realised there was a chocolate orange in my locker. And before I knew what was going on, I'd like smashed into it and started eating it. And the same thing happens at work and stuff like that. You've probably experienced it. If you're a food addict, you have probably experienced this, where someone will say, oh, I went on holiday and there's some chocolates in the kitchen, help yourself. Or someone will walk around with some donuts and go, want a donut, mate? And before you know what you're doing, before you've even thought about it, you're smashing down a donut. That is like my life. That kind of mindless eating, that food addiction, that lure, is all the time with me. And do you know what? It's only actually recently, I say recently, over the past few years, that my wife has started to realise that food addiction is a real thing. And I think my wife realising it has made me realise what an addict I am. You know, and it seems a bit weird and people kind of laugh it off and they go, oh, you're addicted to food. Come on, mate. Just have some willpower, have self-control. It's not like being addicted to alcohol, drugs, is it? But actually, do you know what it is? And there's research that says that sugar, the effect that sugar has on your system is as addictive, if not more addictive, than something like cocaine. You know, it's one of the most addictive substances on earth. And actually now a lot of researchers, a lot of authors, a lot of people that are interested in this field, scientists, clinicians, dietitians, etc., they're starting to accept that sugar and carbohydrates is seriously addictive. And like I say, you've probably experienced that moment where it feels like your body has taken on like a life of its own. Like your mind knows you shouldn't do something, but your body just drags you towards it, like uncontrollable, like a fly to one of those blue things in a kebab shop. Oh, kebab shop. Why are we talking about that? And you know what I mean? It was like a bit of a game changer, really, in my house when my wife and I spoke about this properly. And like I say, it's been a bit of a realization over a few years. Because now she takes it seriously. Now she knows if she offers me some food, I'm going to have to use so much willpower to turn it down. She knows that if I like drive past a McDonald's, I'm going to be thinking about McDonald's and it's going to put me on edge if I can't have it. She's going to know if we're eating some sweets, if we're sat on a sofa on, like in an evening watching a movie and we're eating some sweets and then she says, right, no more sweets now. She knows, it makes me sound like such a child, but she knows that's going to put me in a bad mood. So she'll have to sort of go, right, I think we're starting to have enough sweets now. What do you think? And we'll have to have a conversation about it. And then she'll have to like wean me off it, like let me know that the last sweet is coming. She'll go, okay, let's have one more and then I'll put them away. And we'll have one more. Then she'll literally go and put them in the cupboard. Because if they're there, if they're in the room with me, I'll just destroy them. Like I said with that chocolate orange, smash three segments down without even realising what was going on. And that is proper addiction. If you've ever seen an addict, like a drug addict or an alcoholic, and how they behave, it's the same. It's the same trait. It's the same kind of like that urgency and that mindlessness. So one of the things that's so important about this podcast, and one of the things I'm so excited about, and I've said this from the start, is that it's putting this process at the front of my mind. And I'm thinking about it every day because I've got the sort of, and I say the word stress, I'm really enjoying doing it, but it is a stress knowing that I've got to do it every day. And that stress is kind of fueling my front-of-mindedness. It's bringing the whole experience, this whole journey to the front of my mind every single day. And hopefully, if you're one of the people that's listening to this, it's having that same impact on you. Every time you're a subscriber, every time it flashes up saying there's a new podcast available, it's bringing it to the front of your mind. And do you know what? I've had some incredible messages of people.
I'm so, so stoked. In fact, there's a guy I know called Steve who's such a nice dude. And he's been listening to the podcast since the start. He's lost like 3 pounds. And there's a lady called Annabelle. She's lost 3 pounds. I think 2 or 3 pounds. You know, there's people actually listening to it and going about it healthily and just monitoring what they're eating, being militant about their calories, and but in a healthy way, not like not eating anything. That's not what this is about, remember. It's about eating a set amount of calories every day and sticking to it. And people are losing weight. And I'm a food addict. I would admit now that it has, when I actually stop and think about it, it has ruled over me for as long as I can remember. This kind of inability to say no to food, this kind of like dependency on it. And that's where that kind of horrible, vicious cycle comes from, isn't it? Because you're like, if you're anything like me, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when I say this, but you'll be feeling really bummed out. You'll be like, oh man, I'm having a bad day. And then someone will go, oh, should we get a takeaway tonight? And it just elevates your mood. It makes you feel like you've got something to look forward to, something exciting's on the way. And then you order it and that's exciting. And then it turns up at the door and that's exciting. And you like lay everything out and that's exciting. You spoon it onto your plate and that's exciting. And then you're eating it and it's delicious. And you're like, oh, this is so amazing. And then afterwards you feel a bit crap, but you know, you've got that feeling of satiety and you feel like, oh, I've had a good meal. Everything about it is exciting. Kind of fuels your mood, doesn't it? But then the next day you wake up and you're feeling bummed out because like you feel a bit bloated and a bit ill. And you think, oh man, I'm sick of being overweight. And that depresses you. And then of course, when you're feeling down because you feel like you're too big and you want to lose some weight and you want to be healthier, you're feeling down. And what do? You start thinking about food. And this is vicious cycle because you kind of know that it's messing you up and it's actually exacerbating the problem, but you can't help yourself. And people that are food addicts are listening to this and going, yes, yes. You know what I mean? There's people, other people who aren't food addicts who'll be listening to this going, oh God, have some, you know, like I said earlier, have some self-control, have some willpower, man. Come on, it's not that hard. You know, it's just nutrition, it's easy. It's not easy. If you're a food addict, this stuff is not easy. So that's why I'm so stoked that I'm doing this journey. And I'm sort of filled with positivity about it. You know, I had that little wobble earlier last week where I was like, oh my God, I've bitten off too much. I don't know how I'm going to do this. But now I'm actually thinking about it. Now I'm in this like frame of mind where I want to keep it top of mind. I want to report back every day. You know what I mean? I can't wait to get behind the microphone and talk about how the day's gone. That feels like a good place to be. If you're a food addict and the things I've just said have resonated with you, well, yeah, man, we're in this together. Let's have each other's backs. Always come find me. I'm on Twitter at Alex Baker Man. It's always nice to like chew the fat on there, so to speak. It's probably the worst possible expression. Chew the sugar would be worse. See you tomorrow.